I've been hearing in the streets, Nate, they've been saying we've been recording low.
Damn.
Oh, they say we're not loud
they
enough?
Saying they saying we not loud.
They don't saying think, we no.
That's the wrong one. Damn, dude, we not loud enough? How about this, though? We ain't loud enough?
Oh.
Then where's all that money coming from?
Come on, dude.
Oh, New York don't think we loud enough. New York don't think we loud enough.
Damn, dude, that's like 53 cents.
You got no love for PITM? New York don't think we're loud enough? Yeah. Woo.
Hey, hi.
We apparently were actually too loud.
Actually, yeah.
We crunched the numbers. We were, in fact, too loud.
My bad. No, everybody, welcome to Panties in the Mouth. And we have...
This is an experience.
What's the experience?
Welcome to the PITME.
Just the podcast every single week.
Yeah.
Every week, it's an experience.
Yeah. Woo. I didn't get the Chrome set up. I just remember, we might not. We don't need the internet, dude. We're
no, I got. I have one thing I want to pull up the internet for.
Okay,
you need the internet for one thing.
It's a. Yeah, we can start with it and then just not worry about the internet ever again.
Okay.
That way, if a solar flare happens, we can just move on.
Is that a thing we have to worry about?
We're all battery solar flare now.
Why'd you throw that out there?
Why'd you just throw that out there?
That solar flare.
I didn't read anything about Russian scientists talking about solar flare.
Bruh, solar flares. Andy, I don't know if you know this, but they have been occurring more frequent. Like,
have they?
Yeah.
I've been looking down a lot. Low self-esteem. Been a lot of looking at my feet.
You guys are dumb. Solar flares are from Dragon Ball Z. They're not real.
Yeah, all you got to do is hit Krillin in the top of his head.
That's like the easiest move to not get fucked up by. Like, I'm about to do a solar flare. Psych. Not
or the Kamehameha. Off. It's a straight line.
You just right. Just move to the left.
Every time. The Kamehameha is a straight line.
Solar flare is when I realized I love Trump. Do you remember that? I don't even know if this is like real. It could have just been like, look at this dickhead. Because I heard somewhere it was like, actually, wait, let me just explain it to begin with. It was like there was a whole solar flare at the White House and there's just a picture of Trump looking up like,
That wasn't a solar flare. Wasn't it like a certain kind of sunset
like
or something?
Oh, eclipse.
It was an eclipse.
Yeah,
and there's just a picture of him looking right at it. And I'm like, this guy rules.
Unfazed. That's the real thing.
Not even wobbled.
Yeah.
He can look right at the sun and then keep going and drink his Diet Coke and eat his McDonald's and take his speed, allegedly.
The sun is gay. Yeah, I conquered the sun. I'm mad.
Most Americans, not immune. Me, solar immune.
Yeah, you were to say I have a hit buff against solar powers.
Free ad. This Not Your Father's Root Beer is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good, but I feel like it's one of them like two tops.
Yeah.
Two of them?
Yeah. And then I'm just like, have a sweet overload. Then I need to like chase it down with a real beer.
Yeah.
I realized that back in the day when I was testing out ciders and shit.
Yeah.
After about two, you're like, I need a light beer. I don't want any of this anymore.
Wait, guys, I know we're at home, but we still have to welcome the people to Panties in the Mouth.
Welcome to the pod.
Jabri. Sorry, I'm doing jazz over here.
I thought you were introducing Jabri.
I thought you were dropping his credits.
Oh, God damn it. You might know him from and Harder.
The throat go himself. Natural born throat go himself, Jibs.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, Jibs?
I'm good.
Damn, dude. Every time you're here, there's a special treat on the Patreon. Don't say anything, but you know, you guys know, right?
They know.
We're all having anal sex.
Dude, we're about to be
I took
like
a poppy.
Baby elephant walk, everybody.
I'm gay.
No. Baby elephant
too
walk.
Gay. Yeah. Too gay.
You didn't even finish the word.
Just made it, I'm gay.
Your childhood was like, get the fucking word back in your mouth. By the way, speaking of poppers, I got to give a shout out to Ian Finance. That was one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
What?
It was like a year or two ago. He was going around Pride interviewing people.
Oh, just giving them poppers.
But he'd be interviewing me. He'd be like, oh, hey, do you want to do a popper? be gay dude's like, hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow, what a fun time.
I didn't know complimenting Ian would derail the podcast. Sorry, yeah. Ian Finance, known hack.
Yeah, he looks like the Groucho Marx comedy mask, doesn't he? You're like, I gotta smoke a cigar with this. Dude, I gotta tell you, I had the most harrowing dream the other day.
What was it?
It was so crazy. It was about, all right, So look, I understand it's crazy, but like, okay.
You're allowed to get crazy in dreams. Now a Lemaire dream? Actually, you know what? I just realized he's going to admit to a Lemaire dream.
We're getting like the volts open.
This is rare. Dude.
What's the number? Dream. What's the number? Okay, 446 if you need to edit that out.
Oh. So, me and Jibs, we were adventuring. We were looking for something, right?
What is it? What are you, so y'all are actually adventuring.
Adventuring like on cliffside.
I knew it.
Just like it's a big cliff.
So wait, are you guys like ice climbing?
Y'all are in Morrowind.
Yeah, we're playing fucking Elden Ring.
Wait, when did you have this dream? Because I was watching Lord of the Rings last night.
A couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
It's been,
crazy if y'all's mental was synced up like that. Yeah.
That would have been nuts.
Like if you watched Lord of the Rings and then it got to his brain somehow.
Lord of the Rings is...
He's like, so I had a ring on. It was pretty precious.
Precious.
Wait, you Frodo or Sam? Wait, you Frodo or am I Samwise?
You're definitely Sam.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but... But yeah, you're Sam.
You got
to
work on that delivery. No one loves finding out they're Sam.
Sam made it through the whole journey.
But still, he was Sam the whole time.
I'd be a Sam.
I don't know what that means.
You didn't see the movie? No. Oh, basically, he's Frodo's Robin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to... There's nothing wrong with Sam. You just don't want to be Sam.
Nobody wants to be Sam.
You want
to
be Yamcha?
No.
Exactly.
No. Yamcha
got his own spinoff series.
Really?
Yeah.
Yamcha in.
Well, he just handled street level Dragon Ball crimes. He definitely.
No. What's it called? Yamcha dies?
No, Yamcha fucks bitches, dude.
Yeah, no, it's. I got reincarnated as Yamcha.
Oh, that's sick. He was a cutie, right? He was getting bitches.
Yeah. Was that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember
professional
that.
Professional baseball, he got bitches. Yamcha was pretty cool.
He was still fighting?
Sometimes when he was needed, he was like, yeah, I'll come fight. But then he'd be like, nah, fuck.
Yo, you
fight.
Might know
come
the
on,
answer.
Guys, I gotta go to work.
What app, what app is fucking DBZ on? Because I've been trying to watch it. And if you go on Hulu, no, dude, they have Dragon Ball.
No, Funimation.
If you go on Hulu, they have Dragon Ball and then all the post Dragon Ball Z spinoffs or whatever they are.
Yeah. Dragon Ball Z Kai now.
Yeah.
Which is just Dragon Ball Z abridged, like an abridged version of the.
It's shorter.
Yeah. I just want to watch DBZ so bad.
Man, wait, let me get this dream through.
We got time.
I'll get this dream done, then we'll go to DBZ.
We got a lot of things. I got a goofy tweet I want to show y'all.
I've been playing Dragon Ball Z Kakarot on the Steam Deck. It's perfect.
I've been thinking about getting it. Would you get on Steam sale?
Yeah.
Yo, it's got to be perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect
for the Steam Deck. Okay. Grabbed it.
Yeah, it's dream. Me and Jabri, we're adventuring cliffside somewhere. It's windy. I don't know. We got to get down, though. So it's like a really high ledge.
Can I, just to set the stage, when you look down, do you see clouds or can you see like the village
it's like
below?
It's like trees.
Okay.
It's like it's like a tree line, but you know, like a big tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm seeing this.
Yeah. It's like a forest of trees.
Trees.
So, yeah.
A forest of trees.
It's a bunch of buds, dude. It's a bunch of hash OG out there. So, I jumped down because I'm like, all right, this is close to where we need to go. I see the columns of the place that's like, it's like an event. It's like fucking Legend of Zelda. I see the columns of the place we need to go.
Yeah.
And then
there's a bunch of columns. All right, get down, you fat cunt.
Yo, you're never going to tell this dream. A riff machine.
You gotta tell it quicker, dude. It's crazy.
You trying to get all the details? I got it, dude.
Way too many ums. Come on, man.
I haven't said one of them yet.
Immediately wrong.
I jumped down a ledge, and then I was going to go tell Jabri, like, "Yo, dude, it's kind of
size was the crater."
There was no crater, dude. I was so.
Because you're fucking fat. Fucking
that's
fat.
What the columns are for support. So I jump off the ledge and I go up to be like, Jabri, it's kind of slippery. But before I can say anything, I turn around. I see Jabri jump off the cliff. And then, like, it's a cartoon sound the whole way down. He's like, wee. And I'm trying not to laugh.
hell?
I'm trying not to
laugh. Why do you dream in cartoons?
Dude, I'm trying not to laugh. I just look at him falling like, oh no. Oh no. Oh no. And then I'm like, I gotta wake up, I gotta wake up. And I wake up and I go,
oh, you like woke up before he hit?
We're trying to wake up.
Dude, he got so close to the ground. He's, I was like, I gotta wake up.
Oh, you thought your dream had inception rules.
Yeah.
So how long were you stressed after that happened?
Dude, for like I had to wake up and walk some dogs. I had to wake up and walk Matt's dogs after. I was like, I gotta get this out of my mind. It was 91 degrees on that day. Ugh. So damn hot.
Yo, nothing's worse than walking dogs in 90 degrees.
My shorts were soaked.
I used to do it for hours.
Dude, after your show, which was a rousing success.
It was a good time. Thank you for everybody who came out, Lazy Boy.
Sold out.
It pretty much sold out.
Sold out, dude.
I think we had like one seat or two seats. But I do think I know two people who bought tickets who messaged me saying they bought tickets but they couldn't come. So maybe some of them seats were shit like that.
You missed the fuck out.
It really
fuck
did.
Fuck.
Yeah, you fucked up, dude. Now we'll never be back in Bethlehem.
It's done.
I can't believe they closed all of Bethlehem.
We did shut the city down, though, when we hit the town.
Whenever we come through, they shut it down.
Yeah.
We closed out fucking...
I'm thinking about the end of the night. I got things that happened after I left y'all that were like...
Oh, no.
I'm curious. Because I'll go first, because my end of the night was me driving to Wawa and Alex, shout out El Hawaiian Alex.
Yeah, shout out.
Him the whole time being like, are you good? I'll drive. And I'm like, I saw you drink so much more than me. Stop offering to drive. Stop offering to drive. He's like, are you sure, Bubba? He kept calling me Bubba. Yeah. That was nice, though. I'm not shitting on for that. That was nice. But he's like, are you sure? I can drive. And I'm like, dude, I saw you take so many shots. Stop.
I was about to say, I remember taking a couple shots with Alex.
Yeah,
but he did give me, I was leaving Wawa too fast, and he was like, hold up, and then car went by. He's like, all right, we're good. But besides that, it was a successful trip home.
Okay.
And also, shout out to newly inaugurated freight train Pat George.
Newly inaugurated freight train? Yeah. I don't know if I would put that on.
You don't think so?
He didn't freight train. He just did. Just Andy tugboat it.
Andy set the standard, though.
I don't know if it was I don't know if it counted as a tugboat. I think you guys were excited to call me a tugboat.
No.
So you kind of glossed.
I definitely.
You kind of glossed it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No.
I can read you like a book because you're a pamphlet.
You kind of bumbled. You kind of fumbled, dude.
No.
It was a noise that was like not attached to anything, and you let it dangle your set. That's
see. Actually, I'm glad you said that because you just exposed why you're wrong. Is Ooh. Freight training comes from actions attached to something, or well, like there's intention behind them to fumble.
We should
you.
Explain freight training. We get new listeners constantly. Yeah, 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 yeah. So freight training is a thing we used to do when we just started. We were like a year or two. We're still doing like mics in Central PA and shit. And we would be like, the rooms were so small constantly. We could always see each other. So we would just try to be distracting while the other person, like one of us was on stage. And if you could not go off the rails and just do your set, you were a freight train. Mm. But if you went off the rails, you were a goddamn tugboat.
Absolutely.
And the reason I'm saying that this didn't count is because that was just you guys in the back area out of my eyesight. And Pat just dropped something. He wasn't like, I'm going to fuck with Andy. Let me make some noise.
But how do you know?
He just drops. You're changing the plot. I know you are.
How do you? I'm not changing the plot.
You are changing the plot.
Plot's the same. I just got a question.
I had a non-freight train moment during that night. Mm. It was a phone call. The phone rang twice, and I tried, but to be honest, I found out that it was my sister calling somebody in, like looking for him in the show, and they were.
Wait,
in
how's
the show.
That not freight train? Someone's phone's ringing in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
You're allowed to call him a dickhead, even if it was your sister.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that in the dark shadows, but it was my older sister, not my younger sister. Don't you shut the fuck up, man. I saw you take a sip and smile. You went. I feel it.
Beal.
Dude, that's crazy. Whenever you bring up Nate's sister, Lemire always chugs his not your father's root beer.
Yeah. she tagged me in a picture afterwards, and I shared like you do all things on your story, and I shared it, but I like made it super big and pushed her image up to like the, so it did, you couldn't see who shared it because I didn't want anybody to click and be like, who's this lady? And it's gone now.
You can see her normally though.
No, I don't follow, like she, I don't even follow her, like you can't, I don't want anybody. I
hate her, dude.
No, I just don't need that.
Can you
life.
Still click on the picture if you're just like, if
someone, oh, you can, but if you don't see it's a lady, you're not, what's the, how often do you just click who randomly?
Wasn't it just, wait, did you say it was a picture of you and her?
No, it was like a picture from the show, like from like the crowd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I get the strategical nature of it.
Yeah, you didn't want anyone to see her tag.
I didn't want to see her tag or see like a picture of like her face or whatever and be like, that's a lady. Who's going to share Nate's thing? And then
you don't want to bum her out by not sharing it.
Right. No. Yeah.
You don't want to explain what you weren't going to share.
Yeah. I didn't want to be like, there's a sip chat. Our fans are horny. Hell, and they will look. I'm actually upset we brought it up this much. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like baiting it's for a fish, dude.
Yeah, you're baiting it. You're chumming the worms, dude.
Don't say baiting.
Damn.
He didn't like that joke.
No, I'm just realizing what I've done.
You just had a wake up.
It's not a dream.
It's okay. We're not partially known for a super horny section of our Discord. How'd you feel about headlining?
I thought it went good. The lady lit me early. Like I wasn't done. She came up from the side and was lighting me. But I think like y'all both did like an extra five. I didn't care in my mind. I was sick. Well, you shushed Andy. For shooting. Remember you shooed Andy away. You were like, did I do extra time? Lemire, when Andy came up to get you, you were like, no.
I'm not. That's right. I wasn't rushing you off.
Yeah.
I was just standing waiting. And I remember, you were like, I'm going to do one more joke. I didn't like how that one hit. Like, you could sense, you're like, I'm going to do one more joke. And for no reason, you shooed me away. For no fucking reason. I'm behind a thing.
Yeah, the crowd had no idea.
No one knows I'm there.
I was talking to ghosts.
And you weren't going to storm the stage. It's not like you were just going to come take the mic. It was just Andy was going to wait patiently till you finished what you were doing.
But thankfully,
that's Andy's tugboat moment.
But thankfully, he's not attacking him.
That would have been funny, just to tackle you and you just try to be a freight train.
Oh, you're saying I should have ran at him literally as a freight train. Barreled through him.
Just finished my joke.
I would say the best.
I'm unbothered.
I'm punching you while you're on the ground. It's like, so what's the deal with? No, the best part was you had a mix up in your set. Where you were like,
the best thing.
It was so funny.
It was so funny to us on the side.
Without realizing it, Lemire just told the whole crowd that he was super pro Epstein and then no soul. And then just kept it moving.
With like fucking up one word. Fuck up one word and it meant a whole different thing.
Yeah, you're right. It was literally, he said one word different in the joke. And he was like, I'm okay with everyone who was on Epstein Island. No matter how many times you went.
I don't want to spoil the bit for like future people showing up. But yeah.
I like the bit.
It's a great bit. The changing of the words though made it so much funnier for us.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. I didn't know.
No, that was just the thing.
We knew you didn't know.
Yeah. That's
I heard you guys laughing over there. I was like, what the fuck happened? I'm a freight train. I can't be bothered.
I started hyperventilating because I was like, he doesn't know. and then the best part was like, Nate goes up, you're about to like walk away, and I go, wait.
He did it too. Nate was like, wait.
So then,
you gotta listen to this.
He's got a real good first 2 seconds. So Nate calls out Lemaire for what he did, and it was great.
Yeah. My true feelings.
Yeah, yeah, you Freudian slip.
Nate called me out for my Freudian slip.
Being super like pro Epstein.
Yeah.
But we got fucked up after we went. Yo, I don't think I told you I was intermittent fasting like the podcast yeah. before. I didn't think about it because I like it was just so much fun that night. All I had to eat kind of that day was like a vegetable juice. Oh, yeah. And then we drunk like we were drinking that night. It was, yo, I was on the.
Do you remember Waffle House?
I remembered like. I remember being on a spaceship called Waffle House. That's all I remember.
Nate was on SS Waffle House and he was like, I'm not eating these hash browns. He refused.
What?
He refused.
Wait, back it up.
Nate refused to eat anything at the Waffle
House. Yo, if I was going to, it was going to be a prop. So
and Jules is like, I have a 2-hour ride with this. He needs food in his belly.
Well, I was clearly.
He didn't
destroyed.
Eat anything.
Yeah, I was clearly destroyed too. Like the lady, y'all told me that the lady came over. And it took all our orders. And when she got to me, I just looked at her like, just for like kind of long, yeah, apparently.
Nate, something, dude. Say something.
I think Julia just was like, get fries or hash browns. And then what? Somebody else was like, hash browns.
Hash browns would be good, dude. The hash browns are kind of, well.
My mouth was so dry. I think I was telling you the brothers gave me.
Yeah, you kept ordering fucking water.
Yeah. The brothers gave me an edible.
Water, dude.
This is how I was feeling, Lemaire. The amount of, the way I was high, edible that they gave me, if somebody would have been like, that was 1,000 milligrams. I would be like, definitely. Like, that's how high I
really?
Felt.
Really? Yeah. That's where you were at?
It was crazy. I think I
and that was the brothers? The brothers hooked you up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The brothers McGurst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They hooked it up. Like, I took it when we were at the, still inside of the bar before we went out to the deck. And just, you know how like you hit like an hour on an edible and it's like, I'm peaked, I'm where I should be. The whole night, it just kept going up. It never stopped. When we left, it was because I was sitting there and then I was like getting higher even in the Waffle House. And I was like, I'm going to be a problem here. Like, I was teetering.
I don't understand how you can be a problem in Waffle House, even when you're high. It's kind of
it's just what they do.
Yeah. Because if you're a problem in Waffle House, they fuck you up.
Yeah. Just get beat up by some random white lady.
They will neutralize you.
Waffle House is like airplanes. They have fucking.
They really FFA, should, dude.
Yeah. FFA troops.
Yeah. Just pretending to be eaten. Yeah.
That's the greatest. U.S. Marshal at the bar.
Yeah. That's the greatest clip ever. Is that white lady doing this?
Yeah. The cat in the chair.
Marry her.
This is as good as the Waffle House could have been. It was like clean. When we walked in, the chef was like, y'all gonna like it. And I was like, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, he did. I do remember that.
Was it the one,
that
off of 78 right by a hotel?
Yeah.
That's over by where I used to live.
Yeah. That's a good
one. It's not a bad Waffle House.
It's a good Waffle House. Chips, let me tell you, dude, that guy, he made a good ass bowl. At first, everyone was like, this ain't gonna be shit. And then we all shut up. It was me, Nino, and
Jules. Brother,
yeah. I keep forgetting. Like, oh yeah, I've said her name.
We've said her name a million times.
Yeah. Jules. We're eating fucking bowls, and me and Nino got extra waffles.
What'd you get? Just like little scramble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so good. I didn't get it diced. Got it smothered and covered though, but I didn't get it diced.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
I love Waffle House.
It's so good. It's a good place.
Waffle House makes me sad. I don't know what it is, though.
What does it make you sad?
I don't know.
It's literally the end of a party night.
Yeah, no. I'll like start this off by saying I've never had a bad time on a Waffle. I got free food at a Waffle House before.
Nice. Why did they give you free food?
I was just hanging and talking with the guy.
Beat up the chef. He's like, now make my food.
No, I was just talking with the chef. He said, fuck it, you can just take it. I was like, bet.
Yeah,
he meant his dick.
I was miserable.
You were what?
Miserable
after the Waffle House or after the Waffle House?
Like inside the Waffle House?
Yeah,
I have no clue why.
Yeah, do you have a lot of tainted memories with Waffle Houses?
No,
Were you touched in a Wawa?
Is it because the whole restaurant's a little too small for you?
No.
I feel like everything in there is just a little too small for you.
It does have a small aesthetic. Yeah,
they have like the thin metal for the forks. You definitely crush that.
They have munchkin aesthetic, dude.
They have treehouse aesthetic.
When we were getting to the Waffle House, I was driving with Jules. You were driving with Nina.
Yes.
And I said to Julia, I was like, my body's telling me I could throw up now if I want to. but it's my choice. I don't have to do it. So I'm not going to. Like, that's the sentence I said to her. Then we got to Waffle House. I remember saying crazy, like just being weird. Was I being weird?
No, you were just really high.
Okay.
We were quiet as hell, munching Waffle House.
Okay.
It was just weird. We were coming at you for not eating any Waffle House.
Yeah. My mouth was so dry. Yeah. I legit felt like if I took one bite of those hash browns, my mouth was going to turn to dust.
like, where's my jaw? I lost my jaw.
You gotta put the ketchup on it. Once you put the ketchup on it, it turns into gold.
It would have added, let me add some moisture. Just add a little moisture to
once
it.
Once you saw the fucking moisture, you're like, ooh.
I would have thrown up right at that table. That's what I was getting to when we left, and I felt like a problem. We were on the road for like maybe 45 minutes, and I was sitting there. I remember having like a 5 minutes in my head of like, you're fine. You're not gonna just close your eyes. You're gonna be okay. And then just like right, like just projectile on the dash, on the glass, on my shoes. Had my favorite shoes
on.
Damn,
dude.
And
you threw up on the fucking dashboard.
I threw up on it everywhere. Like it was like like Exorcist level, just no, because all I you mean because of the cookie?
Yeah.
no, it was luckily.
I love imagining the vantage point of Jules from being like, all right, what a great idea.
That's exactly what happened. She just slid the car over, like right on right to the pool.
Like,
and then I opened the door and just was throwing up. I could feel trucks flying past us. Just the car rattling.
Lightweight.
If anything, I was a soldier. We were drinking like crazy.
What'd
you say?
Hold your liquor.
Should I make something? Concerned truck driver. Take this Gatorade. Oh, thanks.
Here's look what I mean.
Yo, those work.
Yeah, dude.
Because what the fuck? I was listening to Segura on fucking Rogan, and he was just saying he takes like liquid IVs in the morning at night. And I was like, that's a good idea. Just do that all the time.
Just to get like prepared.
Yeah. I made myself throw up in the morning because I got up for CrossFit.
Yeah.
And I'm like about to leave, and I'm like, nah, my tummy doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I did.
He's about to say, I don't know what I did.
Because I didn't like put my finger down my throat. I didn't like hit my stomach or nothing. Yeah. It was just, you know what it was? It was that thing.
Gun. Trying to make it out with a gun. I threw up and we're like, I feel alive.
It was that kind of throw up where it was like sitting there and the throw up was like, we can go whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, it's go time, boys.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I was like, it's really hot out. We're doing box jumps and stuff like that. I was like, I can do it here or I can do it in the middle of the gym.
You gotta do it in the middle.
Yeah, then it's your gym.
Yeah, you gotta make it seem like you're giving it your all.
I do pay a good amount. I should be able to throw up where I want. Yeah. They have a mop there and everything.
Yeah.
You know what? I made the wrong move.
You throw up and pass out so you don't have to clean it up.
Throw up, bang my head on a barbell, and just lay there. But like every little bit, open one eye.
Just check.
Tongue out.
Just a classic dent.
No, like.
Man.
I felt it the whole next day. Like, I don't know. I really think that edible was like, I got to ask him, like, yo, how strong? That's why I see him. Because I just saw it. They were like, here, try one. I just, no thought, no questions.
Are you?
What did their eyes look like when you did that?
They were both like hitting each other like, that was too much.
Nate's dead.
We killed him.
It's better now.
Wait, so when you're at the bar on the edible, are you like sitting there? Because like every time I'd look over, it'd be you and Nino. Like looked like you were having the greatest conversation.
No, I was having mad fun. It didn't really start getting crazy until like right around the time we were leaving. I was starting to feel a little fucked.
That's
up
when there. It started to be a little much.
Yeah. Because gotcha. Like I'm saying, it just kept going up. Like I was like, all right, I'm cool. I'm a nice high. Then it was like,
your tongue stops.
No, it's just panic mode.
You get chopped and screwed.
I almost went to bail on Waffle House. I was like, we said we're going. We gotta go. Like I was having that in my head. Bailed. I should have bailed.
If it was that bad, you should have bailed, dude.
Nah, I was still having fun though.
Do you enjoy being on fucking warp speed in public?
Not warp speed. I like being high.
In warp speed?
I was in warp speed. I was fully in warp speed. I literally said in my head, I'm in warp speed again. Like while we're in the car before I threw up, I had that feeling where I felt like G force is hitting me, but we're going 55. Like I didn't even look at the speedometer. I was like, I know she's not going as fast as I think she's going right now.
Mr. Sulu. Mr. Sulu, hit the warp speed. Hit the hyperdrive. We need to go into deep space. Jersey City.
We got here. What time did you get home? Like probably
4:30.
That's about. We got home at like 4.
I had to walk the fucking dogs.
Yeah, I got up at like 8.
What
too.
Time? God.
At 4:30, as soon as I got back.
Oh, you had to walk up as soon as you got back.
And then I walked.
Why so early? That's when they go.
No, that's when I. Matt said, walk them when you get back so they can poop before you go to sleep.
Okay.
I did that. Yeah. And the next morning, they woke me up at 8 in the morning. This is right after this post.
Oh, so none of us got sleep.
I'm still no sleep, dude.
Yeah. I think, last night I got like.
Team no sleep.
Last night I probably got the first like semi decent sleep since I have been here. Been since that day.
Yeah. I'm not sleeping this week, dude. I'm staying up. I'm going to have Freddy Krueger dreams.
Just for the dreams?
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking Adderall.
Yeah.
Yo, Adderall was my savior yesterday. Like, it was not for the show.
I can imagine.
I just for after the show. Like, I was done. I was on like 3 hours of sleep, and Shane wouldn't let me sleep on the ride down there. he's like, 4,000 people, this is what you've done to yourself. just saying shit like that.
Holy shit.
What?
That's a lie.
Well, that's a what?
That's a lie.
A lie. Oh, I thought you said a lie.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was retarded. And like hungover, not no sleep, just fucking.
Dude, that's so.
And I was like.
This is what you've done to yourself.
And
how was the show?
Where was that? Atlantic City, right?
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah.
The show was crazy. The looking out was insane. Yeah.
How was the hotel?
How was the what?
Hotel.
The hotel was fire. I was only in the room for like a little bit. Like we got there, showered. No, we stayed the night. Okay. Just like we got there at like 6, 8, and then
you posted on
had to go to the show.
Right around showtime.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then after the show, we ate and just drank and gambled and fucking
nice
shit like that. But
party.
Yeah, but I had my second Adderall of all time, and it was like it changed everything. I went from like I can't do anything tonight, like to like I was up to like 6.
Yeah,
me and B saw the sun come up together. Me and B used to watch the sun rise.
Yo, Nate, this is beautiful, ain't it?
Yo, Nate, I don't usually get this candid, but this is fucking beautiful, yo.
I'm loving it. Sensitive ass bees.
Yo, no homo, but this is beautiful. Pause.
Yo, no pause. No pause, but can I read you some Dickinson?
to be or not to be. To bees.
I was I was going to say, I wish you said bees. To bees.
If you're afraid of bees, you don't want to. You're not to bees.
He was reading that. You're like, to not be, to not be. No bees, bees.
Oh, bees, like the bug.
Guys, they showed up.
Thank you guys for coming. How long was that? That's about 40 minutes. Let's go. It's 34.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Chips had a thing. Last night, Chips, you got to talk about the thing. He was telling me this thing. He had an encounter in front of his house. Chips has tons of encounters all the time.
Is it? We've heard.
Stop making gay jokes so we can.
It's a layup.
How haven't you learned
what?
Every time he's going to go for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Is that your shirt, by the way?
It is now, yes.
Are you guys. Hell yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah. No, just the Lee brothers fucking. Get each other's backs on teeth.
So that's the old Lemire tee?
I think so.
Yeah, Mandy Rose. Had to give her up. Mm. Made a promise I would stop wearing white ladies on my shirts.
Whoa, come on, man.
Nah.
She's a great white lady to keep on your shirt.
Yeah, but when you got a standard, you got
I know you miss it.
Why did you? What made you make that promise?
Black queens.
They were like, never, never.
No, they saw it and I was like, you know what? I should not have the white lady devil on my shirt. That's crazy.
That makes sense. What adds up?
Oh, dude. Whatever happened to her and Paige Van Zandt's collab? Did you ever get the eyes on those?
No. You're not.
They must be lame.
You're not allowed to.
Be a Van Zandt, dude.
No, I didn't catch that because Tonya never posted it.
It's not his fault, dude. Yeah, don't blame Tonya.
Mouse.
Oh, the mouse?
Don't blame Tonya, dude.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying.
He's done a lot for me.
No. I'm not saying it's expected. I'm just saying. I don't venture over there unless Tonya brings it to me.
Yeah, Shayner.
Hold on, Shayner, for a little bit. That's good stuff.
Wait, Jibs, you got to tell the story.
Oh, right. So I made a shroom smoothie out of Mary's after making.
Oh, this shit. Yeah. Okay, sorry, Jibs.
Yeah. I've helped him make some chicken, chicken parm.
You made chicken parm sandwiches yesterday. Yeah.
Nice.
You wanna see? So I get to my house. Someone got their package swiped. They thought it was one of mine.
Wait, you're getting to your house. You're bringing back the ingredients. What's the?
No.
His sandwich is done. He's going home.
Yeah. Wait,
oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You're walking back from Lemaire's. What's that? Ciabatta?
Chicken
parm and ciabatta?
Yeah.
Is that cheese on top?
Yeah, Parmesan.
Good for you, dude.
Let me get a glance.
I'm going to take one when I get home. I'm
ooh, who made that?
Me, Jibs.
Ooh.
Me?
I was going to say me. I wasn't going to say me.
Jibs?
Yeah.
I was going to say we. I was going to say we did, but then I was like, Jibs made it. But I was there. I helped. I'm a sous chef.
What'd you do?
Did
you plate it?
I palated some. I meated some.
You palated, meaning you tasted the whole thing? I ate. I partook.
I ate the food that was made for me.
I pounded.
Chair just gave out on
it's precious cargo. I need you safe.
I tenderized the meat. I tenderized the meat.
That is what you're an expert at doing.
Yeah, I'm really good at pounding meat. Yes. terrorized. Then I made the bread too on the buns. I put the buns in the oven with the cheese. I cut the cheese.
So you did all the stuff that you would let a little kid do to feel like they helped.
You let them play tails.
You literally
just let you be tails.
Yo, wait, hold on. Yo, wait, hold on.
Yo, he literally said, I toasted the roll.
Yo, wait, hold on, Andy. Shut up.
Oh, my fault. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Wow.
He said, Andy, shut up.
Wow, dude, you think you know some guys. You make some sandwiches.
So I get to my place. There's like an empty Amazon box on the porch. I'm like, well, fuck. I hope this isn't one of mine. So I look.
Did you have something coming?
No.
Also, I don't buy anything.
I don't even have a Prime membership. There was nothing.
Oh, no. I just got done drinking like 16 ounces of a shroom smoothie.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the
smoothie? Yeah.
Oh, y'all been shroom smoothieing?
Yeah.
I've been regular smoothieing.
But I pick up the box on the porch. Some guy comes up from behind me and says, "Hey, put that down." I'm like, "Me? Yeah, you put that down. I can't believe you're doing this." I'm like, "Doing what? You're taking that package from my house? I'm stealing a box of shit from my house? That's what you think is going on? Yeah. So you're saying I don't live in this neighborhood? Yeah. So hold on. Don't run. So if I can prove I live in this neighborhood, you're gonna shut the fuck up. Yeah, because you don't. I'm going to call. Hold on. You're going to call the cops? Let me get my phone real quick. So I opened the door.
You had a phone off? Y'all are both doing phones at each other's faces?
No. I was lying. I was just doing that so I can. So I open the door. I put in a code. I go in. I get my roommates. I'm like, "Hey, guys, come here for a sec."
Three white ladies.
Yeah.
Three white ladies, a white guy.
Squatted up with the white lady. That is a formidable force.
Liberal white lady. Like, liberalists. Like, they know the trans.
Yeah, they were coming for that nigga's job.
They know Leah Thompson. Dude.
Yeah, she comes
you
up.
You raise your voice to a black guy.
Was he white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, they were about to get his job snatched.
So they come up like,
crazy.
Hey, you see that guy? He doesn't think I live here. He thinks I don't pay the rent.
Yo, how and fast did all of their phones come out?
Oh, nothing.
Ring lights.
No. They were also like shell-shocked because they didn't know what was going on. I came in with I've been doing shrooms for too long, for like too many hours energy. So I just raked them from watching what was it, Kitchen Nightmares. Like, I forced them to come out and watch me do this. So he's just like, "Well, I'm sorry."
You brought an audience.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were squatting up. I didn't know wanted people to see.
He brought an audience to embarrass this man.
Yeah. So it was like, "Oh, well," I was like, no. Hold on. You don't just get to do that. Hey, this is a guy that doesn't think I live here. This is a guy that doesn't think I pay rent. Now, I know you. I see you every day when I go to work, when I leave from where I live.
Who, that guy?
Yeah. You're like four houses up that way from me. I say, "Good morning, neighbor."
You should have started making stuff up.
And you just stare at me and then turn the other way.
Yeah. I know what color panties she wears.
I
know
what time you go to work. I walk in, I fuck your wife.
She says he never hits it in this spot.
Start yelling at him. You're like, "I pay my rent. It's late sometimes, but I fucking pay it."
Three's never late on rent. That's
no, cool. I'm exceedingly late on rent.
Dude, especially there's the guys. Yeah, you're just like, "Yeah, you'll know about this in a week, but congratulations."
What, the baby?
Yeah.
Because he got his wife pregnant?
Yeah.
I want to fuck up your neighbors real bad. We're going to name him Lorenzo.
When you told the dude, like, wait here, and then you got your gang of whites.
Yeah.
How long was that to, like, get them out back?
4 minutes.
He stood there for 4 minutes?
Yeah. Because after...
Yeah, I would have thought you were coming back with a gun.
Dude, the second you walk in, I'd be like, "I'm in over my head." Yeah, I would immediately... That's crazy. He waited 4 minutes.
He really wasn't right.
Yeah.
But you went inside.
Yeah.
You weren't right. He was already wrong.
He went inside without a key. He was like, "Boop, boop, boop, boop." That means the house knows him.
Yeah, that means you're welcome. Like, you're welcome in there. The house was like the building knows him.
Yeah, it's like, "Hey, Jabri, what's up?"
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. He waited because you did the code. Yeah. Obviously, you fucking live there, or you know someone who lives there.
Yeah,
he really was like, "No, I'm now, still."
Can I play devil's advocate here?
Yeah.
How much shrooms were in this shroom smoothie? Are you sure there was a man?
All of his roommates were like, "Yeah, Jabri, that guy's really mean."
Yeah, because it doesn't add up that they didn't pull out their phones when you showed liberal whites racism.
Yeah.
No, like
liberal white women.
The incident already.
They were too busy coming. There was like, I can save a black man. Oh my god! It was like, they're all clawing at each other. Like, no, I'm gonna record it.
I'm the hero.
Yeah. One of those big dust clouds.
Yeah, like just arms and legs popping out.
Yeah, arms and phones.
Like fucking 5 tablespoons.
Yeah,
or a bunch of armpit hair.
No, 5 tablespoons.
Yeah,
more than
of
what.
Than what the one I made in the big one?
Yeah.
Nigga, there was nobody there. It couldn't have been.
Wait, 5 like regular spoonfuls of mushrooms?
No, yo, Andy. It's I'm thinking about
half
it.
Half a tablespoon.
No.
It's half a tablespoon.
Dude, he broke into the zoo. No.
Yeah, you weren't even you went.
He was yelling at the penguin and he's like, get over here.
I live here.
And then you bullied a giraffe with a bunch of penguins.
Turned the penguins in Madagascar.
Yo,
you were walking what? Like one thinking you.
Yo, you know what? That explains all that raw fish.
You saw a zebra and you're like, Chris Rock, get over here. We got stuff to do.
Where we going, Jabri?
I'm a figment of your imagination.
Wow. Man.
Shut up, Chris. Just see Afro Circus.
I wish this wouldn't be weird for you to text your roommates right now just to be like, y'all saw that guy, right? Just to,
yo, this shit happened the other day, right?
You should text one and be like, you guys saw that guy last night, right?
No, I know it's real because the box was still on the steps in the morning.
But the box might be real.
Yeah, that doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't prove that the guy isn't real.
That's enough for me.
Just telling me his neighbor, I was like, he's like, do you have a ring camera? He's like, no, but his neighbors have a ring camera. I was like, why don't you go talk to them? He was like, no, because one's like a lesbian couple, or no, it's a gay couple who gets home early, and the other people sell meth. Why don't you just wake up and talk to the gays?
That would be amazing.
No, they get up at like 3 in the morning.
Huh.
When do they leave?
To eat pussy?
No, they're gay. Oh, they're lesbians.
No.
They're gay guys.
Classic
gay. Yeah.
Oh, gay. Oh, they're bros.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fellers.
Just suck dick?
Gay people only have sex. It don't work.
It would be funny if they're like tiredly, you're like, get that over here. Nom, nom, nom,
nom. Nate, to be honest, this I know about this. It already fills me with hate. This video.
Dude.
I know.
I just got to say, women are ruined.
Yo, they're ruined. They're ruined. All right. You want to get into this?
In their defense, it's like, don't get me wrong. They started the retardedness. But it's like, there were dudes doing this too. Yeah, I saw a couple dudes doing this. It's crazy.
Well, wait, real quick, before you play on it. I have like a couple of TikTok questions. When you see those things pop up, like, is that money?
Yeah.
That's real money.
Like, you're talking about, like, the hands right here.
Whatever, yeah. Like,
yeah, the hands. So you can pay for, like, they're like a gift or an emoji, whatever they're called.
Like how it is on, like, Twitch and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can give it to them. Like, there's ones where it'll be sunglasses and then sunglasses. There's a great clip from TikTok where this lady's having a breakdown and people keep buying sunglasses for her. Yeah. So she's like crying, and then the cool dude sunglasses popping up, and she's having a breakdown. Going, can you please stop fucking with the sunglasses?
Yo, I have no sympathy for anybody who cries so funny, on dude. Like their phone
after you slut out your soul.
Yeah. So.
Wait, can you turn down a little?
Yeah. So this is, but we do got it. The audio is important though. Yeah, but we do. So it's like a pretty hot chick. At least she's got filters and makeup on like crazy and elf ears.
Yeah.
But she's like, she looks hot. She's presenting pretty hot. Even if I hope it's a. Oh, Cherry Crush. I didn't look at the name. I've whacked it to this.
She a cum walker?
No, she just is like. She was like,
she's just
been doing porn since like we've been doing comedy.
Yeah.
Really?
She's been doing alt lady porn, but she just was like a normal lady. She did this shit. Like she would fuck like looking like this. So she actually is hot.
Yeah.
But so she's like talking, what are they doing? Like talking like AI or like what's the
thing? Yeah. They're doing it like they're interacting like a game character.
Yeah, I think this is Jabri's expertise.
Yum. Crunchy corn, yum.
Yeah.
So, for the listeners,
yeah.
Wait, pause it real quick. For the listeners, she's making, when you hear her make all these weird ass noises, there are people giving her gifts and the gifts have like different things. Like you can't hear it right now, but somebody gave her like a weights gift. Yeah. So she's making like a I'm strong face and flexing.
Yeah.
Then there might be like someone who gives like a food looking thing and she'll say the food in a weird voice, take a pretend bite where it's supposed to be on the camera and then be like, cheesecake, yum, and just keeps doing this weird loop.
Did you see the one with the, there was a black girl with the nice tits and she kept doing the one, she was like, ice cream so good, ice cream so good, ice cream so good.
Can we find that one?
I watched that and was like, ice cream is good.
Ice cream so good.
But yeah, just let this audio rock for a second. Yeah, she makes a bite noise and
not spicy. Ice cream, yum.
Yo. Like, but so right now, how much money is that? Like, how much money are we seeing her make?
Okay.
When these gifts are popping.
Okay. So it determines on the gift.
Okay.
Some of them do cost more than others.
So, like, when you see, like, the ice cream, that's yummy.
That could be like a $2 one.
I found it. Don't worry.
Yeah, that girl rules.
I almost shared this my story. I
understood it shockingly quickly. I was like embarrassed how quickly I understood it, but like
I can come to this.
No. That was the part I didn't like. Remember, I was telling you saw Forever. Wait, where?
Screen down. Take the screen.
Oh yeah. Remember, I was telling you forever ago. They were doing the on Twitch. They were doing like the ASMR ear licking.
Oh yeah. No, that's exactly what it is.
I remember. I was watching those, being like, "What the fuck is this?" And then I realized about 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, past, I saw this same one.
Yeah.
I saw, these are the two I saw, was this lady. And
she's like
lady.
The OG one of man, this.
I did not realize she was a black lady until like now that y'all pointed out, if I'm being honest.
Ooh, ice cream's so good.
Oh, no, yes.
Thank you, Lopez. Slay, huh?
She's making popcorn on the spork.
Ooh,
on
ice cream's so good.
Hair iron.
Ooh, ice cream's so hair good. Curling. Yes. Yes.
This is insane. Thank
why is she making popcorn gang, like gang. This?
Did she say gang because of the hat on her?
Yeah.
I don't know. Take your tape. Take your I am. Ooh. Ooh. Yes. Gang.
Yo, listeners.
Yes.
There's just like, these are like two super hot ladies that could probably, like, they're just looking at their phones, talking like this, doing
just
weird
reacting
shit
to the emoji.
Yes.
Oh, and the point I was trying to make, like when I saw like the hot tub stream or like the ear licking ASMR, there was a part where I was like, oh, I get this. I get why you could probably come to this. This, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, why? That's the part that's tripping me up, is I don't know the why.
It's gotta be just getting off on like watching them be retarded, right? Like not like look at her embarrassing herself for $2.
Well, cause I know I know like on Twitch.
No.
Ooh. Ever seen those sticky with downs? Just, okay.
You ever seen them? She's down, I'm down. Like,
Oh, that's the best, when you find a hot down chick and just go through the comments.
I was going to leave you hanging, but then I was like, all right. It's like never once have gone any further than that, Andy. But
dude, I can't wait for Downs OnlyFans. I'll sign up. It'll be hogs aboard.
You'll sign up for the Downs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah,
I want
dude.
The sickness, dude.
Yeah, I don't.
Gang.
I'm just curious what.
Yeah,
like,
yum.
Ice cream's so good.
Thank you. Ice cream's so good.
Ice cream's so good.
Yo, 500 Patreons. We do one of these.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you see James Heskey's video?
No. Oh, yeah. Heskey had a good one.
Yeah, you can probably just search it on Twitter. James Heskey had a funny one. It was like a play on the whole thing. I think I would actually sign up for his. It was so good. He does the yum, yum, yum. Yeah. But like, God damn it. What the hell? Is keyboard dead? Keyboard might be dead.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Good thing we have another keyboard 6 inches away. I think the studio makes no sense.
Just so you know, we're double equipped. We're super good. Yes. Yum. That's a perfect ad. Go to his media. If you go to the media, it'll only show the videos he puts
up. Andy's like, I've come too far.
God damn, I thought it'd be newer.
Hopefully, I can take it down.
that girl gave him a NDNA or
NDA.
NDA, yeah. Cease and desist, I mean. See those boobs again.
I think he took those down.
No. He just be tweeting.
Dude, he just be there. That's it.
Right. How many people are there? Is he met?
I don't know if it's even real.
It's not real. Yeah.
Let's take a photo. Sure, let's play catch.
Oh, he's supposed to be like a supportive dad.
Yeah. I love your new boyfriend. Well, how much money do you need? Sure, let's play catch. I think it's great you're going back to school. Sure, let's play catch. Your mother and I are very proud of you. I love your new boyfriend. Sure, let's play catch. Sure, let's play catch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Dude, nice bitch.
Yeah,
good job.
First off, let me talk to these people, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah, thank you guys for liking and subscribing and stuff. We're almost at 300 pages.
Did you see?
Not there yet. Get on over there.
Yeah, patreon.com/PITM. Mm-hmm. When the Jibs is here, you got to sign up for that $5 tier, brothers.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Sign up for that $5 tier.
If you know, you know. You know?
Yo, Jibs, you got to start one of them pages.
Oh, dude.
Yum, yum, yum. Oh, God. Can we hear you? Can we hear you give it a go?
No.
I should be so good.
Oh.
No, Jibs would be the... Jibs would have the daddy one. Remember the picture of him in the...
It's so funny.
Jibs would be the...
Can we pull it up on the page?
Yeah, I don't care.
Can I pull up now?
That's the most confident I felt in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking killed it.
This will be the first.
Like how many bros did you take down?
No. I didn't fuck that night because I said no fucking that night. So he wants to like
you were fucked out.
So he wants to like.
Why'd you say no fucking that night?
You're like, don't mess up.
Because I just wanted to go to the club. I was like, fine, fuck it. I bought a citywide for me and one for one of my roommates.
Citywide for non-Philly people is a beer and a shot.
Why is it so small?
Download it.
And then the rest of the night, random dudes had my drinks.
Damn, dude.
You looking thick out there.
In the streets.
This is so funny. Yeah. You look like a gay black One Piece character.
Why is it so small? Exit out.
No, enhance.
Small, enhance.
Enhance.
That's the best we can do.
Yeah, Jibs.
You get the point.
Because I got it off an Android phone.
Wait, why is it small? Lamar, what happened?
Jibs, send it.
This will get it. This will. They get the. They'll get the gist.
That's. Oh, it's only looking at.
It's only looking at Chrome.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wait. All right. Command.
It's dead. Yeah. The keyboard's dead.
Keyboard's dead.
Bud.
Wait, can you click on this?
Guys, I'll vamp while you do that. Yum.
Lamar, it got smaller.
Lamar, all you're doing is leaning forward.
Hey, man. Sometimes.
Still so small.
That's as much as I can enhance, fellas.
Ooh, picture of Jim so good. Yum, yum, yum.
Subscribe to our Dollar Tree on Patreon. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum. Overall, so good.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. You don't get to see the spike collar. That's what we're missing.
Yeah, but it's hard to see it anyway, and even in the like full HD version.
Were you wearing the poofy shirt and the fucking overall? I just realized those were overalls.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Those are my skinny jean overalls.
That rules. Ripped.
That's the gayest article of clothing I've ever heard of. Skinny jean overalls.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
There's a butt flap.
Jim's.
No.
Be honest. Be honest. There's a butt flap.
No.
There's a tear in the butt.
No.
There's a butt rip. Flap.
No.
It's like one of those pornos where they start a little hole and then you're like, ah!
I'm not gonna lie, I've always wanted to do that though.
Get your butt flap ripped open?
No. No, like rip open a pair of pantyhose shit, dude.
Yeah? Yeah.
What do you want behind there?
Ideally.
A hole, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're Mr. Hole. You're all about hole. I like holes.
Digging in them holes.
Mainly in one area code. Philly proper. Ice cream's so good.
I think we can stop, dude.
Yeah.
That's like 57. We can stop.
Yeah, it's fine.
We did it.